And if a person isn't careful, he's...
careless.
Okay. And what's something strange or odd, you might say, is...
queer.
Mm-hmm.
Lillian, you're too close, darling.
She's so reading, aren't you? Okay, if somebody really wouldn't change their mind, no matter what you said, that you could not get them to change their mind about something, you'd say, oh, you are so...
stubborn. There's one of them.
You, Lurleen?
She gets a thing in her mind. Yeah.
Would you say she's obstinate? Or just stubborn?
Stubborn.
Mule-headed? Hard-headed?
Hard-headed. I tell her that every day.
Does she tell you she's hard-headed you're hard-headed every day?
No. Come on, sit down. I'm not sure that you're not hard-headed.
Okay.
And now, don't stand in the room. You may make her nervous, darling. Don't do that.
Okay, if somebody's very easily offended, what would you say there?
Their feelings are hurt so easily.
Uh-huh. What's one word? Can you think of one word that might describe them? Real.
Wait, I'm trying to get a phrase. Ask your question again. Okay.
Well, if somebody's easily offended, you might say they're... How about... Oh, you go ahead.
They're so quick to take offense.
Did you ever use the word touchy?
Touchy. That's the word that I'd rather use.
Okay. And if a person loses his temper, you'd say he gets awfully...
mad.
Okay. And if you wanted to... Oh, were you going to say something else? Okay. If you were going to, if everybody was real excited and you wanted to
calm them down,
you'd say,
just get quiet.
Or keep
quiet.
Or keep. You just
keep still.
Or you, when you said calm them down, you'd say keep
quiet.
Or keep
calm.
Okay. Wouldn't want to say that for me together. Keep.
All right. Everybody now, keep very calm.
Okay.
Everything will be all right.
Okay. Now, if you're tired, if you're all done in, do you have any way of saying that other than you're tired?
All used up.
Okay. And now, would that be really, really, really tired if you were all used up?
Yes, you.
If you weren't quite so tired, is there any other way you'd say that?
I'm very tired.
But that wouldn't be quite so tired as all used up.
No.
I was just trying to get distinctions, you know. Sometimes you're more tired
than others.
Yeah. Okay, and used up would be the tiredest you could get about, huh?
No.
Okay. Another way to say that, if you're tired, you are
worn out.
Right, that's just exactly what I want. And if a person is anxious to go someplace, you might say he's
over anxious.
Or he's a. Do you ever say he's a raring to go?
Yeah. She's raring to go.
Would you ever say a raring to go?
Just raring.
Okay. And have you ever heard the expression torn down? We had a torn down good time. Have you ever heard that?
I don't think I've heard it in that way, but we've had a sometime good time.
Okay. Would you say that for me, torn down?
We had a torn down time.
Okay.